Was that New Year's party you went to this week a dud? A damp squid filled with 404s? Yeah, you heard me. Damp squid, 404s. Not sure what they mean? To help us understand, we turn to Jeremy Butterfield. He's the author of the new book, Damp Squid, The English Language Laid Bare. Mr. Butterfield, thanks for being with us.
Good evening to you, Guy.
And I should mention that in writing this book, you trolled through some of the enormous Oxford corpus, which is an electronic database of more than 2 billion English words. So help us with those terms, Mr. Butterfield. Damp squid, 404, what do they mean?
Yeah, they're wonderful words, aren't they? Right. Damp squid is something which is disappointing. But now, the interesting thing about damp squid, it's mutated from the original phrase, which was a damp squib. And a squib is a firework, so of course if it's damp, it doesn't go off, and it is a disappointment. But people have changed it because they don't know what a squib is, so they've changed the phrase into something that sounds more familiar to them, a damp squid. And a 404, that comes from that message you get when you're trying to get onto a website and you get error 404, you can't make contact with the website. So it's been transferred from that to somebody who is a bit of a failure, someone that you can't communicate with, someone who's not very clued up.
Now, can you talk a little bit about the Oxford corpus? What is it? Who's behind it?
It's collected mainly from the World Wide Web, and it contains 2 billion words of English from around the world. Oxford University Press put it together so that its dictionary makers can access the latest version of language. It's all coded in a variety of ways, which makes it very useful for dictionary writers like me.
Well, what kind of words and terms did you come across that were a bit unusual?
There's the phrase in high dudgeon. If you're offended, you must know that.
Mm-hmm.
In high dudgeon. But there is also a fish called a gudgeon. And I've discovered that lots of people are now saying in high gudgeon.
In high gudgeon.
Which is a brilliant one.
And that's actually an example of something you call an eggcorn.
That's right. When people take an established phrase and alter it to fit in with their understanding of English.
And eggcorn, where does that word come from?
Eggcorn comes from the spelling of acorns that grow on oaks. Someone wrote it as eggcorn, that's E-G-G-C-O-R-N. But the point is, it makes sense because, after all, an acorn is a seed. It's like an egg, and it's also shaped a little bit like an egg. So there's a logic behind these eggcorns, as they're called. They occur in the corpus, but that's not to say they will be in a dictionary. Majority use decides whether the word will be in the dictionary.
And so the people coming up with a dictionary will sort of determine, you know, what they want to take from the Oxford corpus for the final version.
Yes.
Now, changes to the language tend to sometimes bother people. Where do you come down on that? I mean, is the Queen's English being perverted, or is this a good thing, this evolution?
I think whether it needs to happen or not, it does happen. There is no point pretending that language doesn't change. If it didn't change, after all, we'd still be speaking like Chaucer or Shakespeare. It's, you know, a fact staring us in the face that language changes.
Jeremy Butterfield is the author of Damp Squid, The English Language Laid Bare. We contacted him at his home in Glasgow, Scotland. Did you like that, Mr. Butterfield? Contacted as a verb?
That's fine by me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.